Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine. Glad to be here with Carla Winchester. Carla, what's happening?
Not much, Tim. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing really good. It's been a good week and a good last couple podcasts. We've been talking to some great people, and today's no different.
Today is certainly no different. We have the opportunity today to interview Chris Chung, who is from the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina, where he serves as the Chief Executive Officer. And prior to coming to North Carolina, Chris was over at the Missouri Partnership, where I know he was recognized previously as one of the top 50 economic developers.
Yeah.
Chris has also been dubbed as a rising star in economic development by Development Counselors International when he was named one of the top 40 under 40. So
sure.
I'm really excited to dive in today and hear from Chris and pick his brain on where he sees the industry going and all things economic development.
Yeah, we're going to talk economic development and leadership with Chris Chung. Let's wait no further. Chris, welcome to the call, sir, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Tim. Always a pleasure to be with y'all.
Absolutely. Let's go back to you getting started. This conversation with you, Chris, is going to be much more on the leadership side of things because I know people want to know how do people like you who do the work you do, what are your habits? What do you do? So we're going to talk about leadership today. Who was the first person or leader that you kind of give credit to getting you your start in the industry? Who kind of introduced you to economic development?
It would probably be the managers and directors that I worked for when I first started off almost 20 years ago in the state of Ohio. I got into this field by way of an internship my senior year at Ohio State, and it was just really a privilege to be able to work with a great team of economic developers at the state level. That was everyone from the project managers that I was assigned to as an intern and their bosses and directors, and they really helped me understand what this business was about and I think instilled in me a lot of the values and processes and outlook that I think are necessary for any economic developer to hopefully succeed in his or her line of work.
Absolutely. Let me talk to you about your work every day because many of our listeners are emerging leaders, right? They're managers, directors, vice presidents who are looking to move eventually into a CEO role in economic development. Can you kind of go through a day in the life, a typical day in the life of the CEO of the Economic Development Partnership in North Carolina?
Sure. Our organization handles five very important economic development functions for the state. Those include business recruitment, existing business support, international trade, some small business startup counseling, and tourism and travel promotion. So even within those five different business units that we are responsible for delivering results on, a day in the life within any of those business groups would be quite different than what their colleagues are seeing. In my role, of course, I'm spending my time hopefully somewhat equally across those, although I'd say business recruitment and tourism probably take up a bit more of my schedule than do some of the other fields. So on any given day, maybe figuring out what I can do in my role to help our business recruiters be more successful in closing the deals that they are working on. It may be helping our business development team figure out strategies for how they can uncover potential new deals that North Carolina can be competing for on the recruitment front. Of course, it may be speaking to a group of local tourism executives on things that we are trying to do to be better partners with them at the state level in attracting more visitor spending to North Carolina. As an organization that receives funding both from the public sector as well as from private investors, in a CEO role, there's going to be a lot of time spent on just investor relations. So whether that's assuring the legislature that the money they appropriate for our organization is being well spent and getting the expected results, as well as communicating some of that same thing to current and prospective private investors, that's definitely a role that I've encountered much more of in my two most recent assignments, the one in Missouri and, of course, the one here in North Carolina. So there is no single day that's exactly like the one before or after it. And I think for a lot of us in this line of work, that's one of the most appealing facets of being in economic development.
No question. The world of economic development and the challenges that we face are numerous. They also are unique community to community. What major shifts are you seeing in your region today in terms of economic development? What are you seeing there in the state? Are there any major trends or shifts you're observing as a leader?
Well, I think there's trends that have continued to dictate how economic development success is achieved that I've seen continuously for 20 years. And in this case, I'm talking more on perhaps the business recruitment side of things. But you have perpetual issues like workforce development and what seems to be a continuing gap between the expectations and needs of would-be employers versus the available workforce that they find in any given location, be that here in North Carolina or be that elsewhere. And of course, how we are working to understand that gap, how we're bringing in our workforce development partners to address that gap, those are challenges that I think have continued to punctuate the economic development world for as long as I've been in the field. Of course, you have external circumstances that continue to shape the world in which we are trying to do economic development. Again, whether that's tourism promotion or business recruitment or even international trade, those are the types of economic development functions that could see a moderate to severe impact depending on how situations like the EU and Brexit unfold. Of course, that's kind of the news of the week for those of us in economic development. What kinds of ripple effects does something like the United Kingdom leaving the European Union, what kind of impact does that have on the global economy, on bilateral trade, investment, and tourism between places like North Carolina and the European market? Again, you're going to have both these sort of near-term external challenges versus those that I think are more endemic to the economic development field as a whole, like workforce development or what the role of public incentives can or should be in inducing private sector investment. So again, it keeps it interesting, keeps us on our toes in this line of work.
Absolutely. There's challenges all around us, and you've laid out a few very key ones. When we talk about keys to success, you've been quite successful early in your career. You've been seen as a leader. And from an age perspective, you're not of the boomer generation, yet you are so respected and you've been able to have success. Are there some keys to your success or maybe even the best piece of advice you've received as a leader that has really helped you along the way?
I think the key, of course, having great mentors early on, as well as in every role since then. Like I said, I give a lot of credit to those individuals with whom I first worked when I entered this field 20 years ago in Ohio. But taking the position that I had in Missouri for 7 years, and of course the one I've had here in North Carolina for the past year and a half, I've gotten to work in both of those roles with a great board of directors, primarily business leaders who don't come from the economic development world, but whom offer just a level of expertise and insight that I haven't had the chance to cultivate being on the economic development side. And so I think that's made me better working with those diverse and experienced boards of directors. I attribute any success people may accord to me as a result of having great boards that gave me sort of the latitude and guidance needed to get the job done, but also being able to work with great colleagues, whether that was in Ohio, Missouri, or here in North Carolina. In terms of advice, I think one of the best pieces of advice I received early on in my career was just not to be hesitant to ask questions. I think nobody in any field knows everything there is to know about that field, and economic development is no exception. We're continuously learning about different industries and their needs, different economic trends, different issues that may affect our success in this line of work. And especially moving into this role here in North Carolina, where my portfolio has taken on other aspects beyond business recruitment, areas like international trade or tourism promotion. Of course, I've had to continue to learn to stay up to speed on what's affecting our success as a state in those areas. So again, just never stop asking questions, never stop learning. I think that's good advice for anybody in any profession.
I was with a group of emerging leaders today, and I asked them a question. I asked them to fill in a blank, and the blank was, "Nothing great was ever accomplished without blank." And one of the words that consistently came back with those emerging leaders was inspiration. What's inspiring you today?
I think what inspires me today is really not all that different than when I first entered this field. I think even going back to high school and college, I had always thought that it would be good to be in a profession where there is some element of public service or contribution to the betterment of the community or the broader public. How I ended up getting to what I think is a job that accomplishes that, of course, changed over the years. It resulted in me being in this field versus the one I maybe thought I would be in initially. But either way, the ability to have that kind of impact, I think, continues to be one of the most powerful motivations for myself, but I know for pretty much every economic developer out there. whether that's in the community I lived in before, whether it's the community I lived in now. I mean, this is my home. I live in North Carolina. My wife and I are here. If we have a family someday, our family will be here. And so to the extent that the work that I'm doing with my colleagues every day makes North Carolina a better place for that future generation, which could include my kids down the road and their kids, that's powerful motivation. And I think that continues to be inspiring, whether I've done this for 20 years now, that continues to be something that keeps me motivated every day.
No question about it. Leaving things better than you found them is truly important and a huge part of leading in any community. Consultant Connect has a great opportunity in which it's trying to leave the industry better than it found it. Carla, tell us about the upcoming opportunity for people to learn, grow, and leave more than they found in the industry.
Yeah, so our annual conference is coming right up here in November on the 1st and 2nd of November in Atlanta, Georgia. And this conference, and we're not even really calling it a conference, we're more calling it an unconference because it's going to be a different take on a conference in the sense that we're going to have 24 site consultants and a few leadership speakers mixed in because we not only want to learn from the best in the business about how to continue to provide great economic development services to the communities and use best practices, but we also want to reinvest into the leaders of our economic development community. And we have plenty of leadership speakers that are going to be there to kind of pour into the hearts and souls of the great champions in economic development. So I encourage you, if you have not yet registered, please do so. We are expecting that it will sell out here relatively soon. So once the seats are gone, they are gone.
Yeah,
so
go on.
You have to get online and get it taken care of right away. The website that you need to go to register is www.economics, and it's economix.me, economics.me. We hope to see you there.
Well, again, we want to encourage everyone to jump aboard the train and come grow with us in Atlanta, Georgia in November. Chris, back to our conversation with you. Where do great ideas come from in your organization? There's a lot of innovations you're working on, but I'm curious to know where a lot of those ideas come from.
They're driven, I think, by the people who work at all levels of this organization. I think that's been one of the interesting aspects of moving to this new model that North Carolina has embraced, moving these core functions of economic development at the state level from a traditional state agency to a nonprofit organization that exists outside of state government. Even something as simple as the physical layout. I think when the 60 folks who make up this organization, when they or their counterparts were working within the public agency, I think they were dispersed across different floors, and there just wasn't really much of an opportunity for any sort of interaction, and therefore no opportunities for the kind of regular hallway conversation or interaction that might lead to the innovation of ideas that maybe cross the different functional areas. And so here, we're all in the same building. We're all in one single floor. We really do try to make a point to bring the senior management team together from all the different business units, but also all of the employees together from all five areas, at least on a quarterly basis with the entire staff and then weekly with the senior management team. And I don't know that's easy to predict when you're going to get that invasion, but I do know that one necessary ingredient is you've got to have that regular interaction between folks so that maybe they can be talking about how something on the tourism side of our shop may be leveraged to increase our success on the business recruitment side, or something on the international trade front may help our existing industry team, pushing for that collaboration, but also setting up the necessary environment in which it can unfold. That, I think, is how it's done, at least here in our organization.
Thanks for that insight, Chris. The final question for you today, and it's kind of a forward-pointing question. What are you most looking forward to in the next 5 years of your work? You're watching trends, you are into the job, you're starting to understand the system, et cetera. What is really exciting you about the next 5 years of your work in North Carolina?
So I didn't have any roots here in the state before accepting this role a year and a half ago, but I'd always admired North Carolina from afar. Doing this kind of work for my home state of Ohio or for 7 years in Missouri, I think in both places, I always viewed North Carolina as a tremendously formidable competitor, because of the reputation that they have enjoyed as a business location or as a place to live or even as a place to vacation. Growing up in Ohio, a lot of people I knew vacationed in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, just a really pretty area. You look at the data, you look at the anecdotes. North Carolina is just across the board always been seen as just a very attractive location all around. But you don't really get a sense of that until you're actually here and you realize that all of that is true. But then there's a wealth of assets and advantages that you didn't even know about before you get into a role like this. And I think it's building a marketing and sales organization, which is really what we are. We market and sell North Carolina as a business location, as a tourism destination, so on and so forth. Building a marketing and selling organization that is worthy of the fantastic product that we have at our disposal. We're still a very young organization. We're less than 2 years old. I've been on board for 18 months myself. There's a lot of runway left to build this organization into the kind of performance-based culture that I really want it to become, and coupling that with an incredibly attractive product across all fronts, I think we have a lot of potential to do some great work here as a team and as a state. And I think that's one of the things that energizes me the most about the role I'm lucky enough to have.
Well, Chris, you've done an outstanding job where you are. We thank you for all of your efforts to grow jobs and wealth and grow the great state of North Carolina. Congratulations for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you very much. Again, appreciate the opportunity on the program today.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to From the Ground Up today.
Thanks for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, an organization working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.org. Or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.